This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the number one story in the country, Trump doing what we all expect him to do, but I guess it's still causing shock and awe, instructing the Department of Injustice to terminate all remaining Biden-era U.S. attorneys.
Which is not unprecedented.
No, but the left is acting happened before, and they can't imagine why this would be happening, and it's all very shocking.
Yeah.
It's not shocking at all.
Nope.
Let me just give you one example of the level of corruption. And this is like a perfect dual justice system example, that old dual justice system.
Yeah.
And the dual justice system is really a code among leftists, very reminiscent of the one that you will find in Soviet-era Russia or in China now. Nobody with the party, and there was only one party in charge, no one with the party gets prosecuted, no matter what they do, unless they run afoul of the party. Think Mayor Eric Adams in New York. That is the operational principle, okay? Everybody understands that in the party and in the networks of the party and in the society of the party and in the wine and cheese parties of the party. And so if you were to actually do your job and prosecute and or investigate a member of the party in good standing, even if they've committed crimes, you will be persona non grata. Okay, that is the operational rule of the dual justice system that was polluting the United States of America and tearing us apart. And I want to give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about and why all of these people have to go, not just the Biden appointees. The head of the criminal division of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C., resigned, this broke yesterday, rather than investigate a Biden-era grant of over $20 billion. Remember last week when we had that little punk caught on camera? He thought he was on a date with a cute boy, but he was actually talking to an investigative journalist, Wired, with a video. And he was bragging about how, yeah, you know, after Trump won, we had to throw the gold bars off the Titanic. We had to get the money out of there. We were going to spend it. And he and others transferred out over can you imagine the size of this transaction? $20 billion, unapproved by Congress. They just decided to do it. Over $20 billion to seven Democrat-controlled nonprofit groups, NGOs, whatever you want to call them, that do stuff around climate change. Just transferred the money right out the door. Again, it's not a congressional appropriation. You can't do that. That's a crime. I mean, Lee, because I'm appointed by Trump or Biden, I don't care who, I can't just transfer my friends billions of dollars. But he did and bragged about it. So EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin goes out there. He's appointed by Trump, obviously. And he says, I'm going to get it back. I'm going to freeze it. You did no. This is illegal. You can't do. You can't just transfer it out because you don't like that Trump's coming in. That it doesn't work that way. So Lee Zeldin and Pam Bondi put this attorney with the Department of Justice on this case, right? The way that they can stop the theft of this money is to freeze it. Got to freeze it. How can you freeze it for now? Get the court order to freeze it. It's under investigation. That'll freeze it. So Pam Bondi, Department of Justice, Lee Zeldin, they order this attorney to freeze the money and commence a criminal investigation of these Biden-era appointees at the EPA. Clearly, there is lawbreaking here. You don't get to transfer the money to your friends at the last minute because Trump's coming in. Again, no congressional authorization. As Musk keeps trying to explain, you can't do that. She refuses to investigate. Worse, she tells her boss, "Oh yeah, I'll do it. I'm going to do it. I'll freeze the assets. I'll do the paperwork. I'll start the freezing of the assets. I'll open a criminal investigation." And then she doesn't.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, in the real world where you and I work, Lee, that's called insubordination.
Yeah.
You can't just do that. You can't just be like, "Well, I don't like my boss said, I'll lie to him, tell him I did it, but I'm going to buy them some time to move this money around," is what she did. And he comes to her, Trump's appointee, "Why haven't you done this? Why are you delaying efforts to order a financial institution to halt spending transfers?" Allegedly, that ended up in a shouting match with Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove, and she resigned.
Yeah, that would be one of those deals where here's the box.
Yeah.
You know, pack your stuff and get out now.
Get out. And what you're looking at here is an absolute obstinacy, a refusal to, you know, pursue crimes if the right people are committing them, which is the opposite of what we saw during the Trump era, which was made up crime, right? Where, and again, we're learning about this, and I don't think enough attention has been paid to this, you know, Fox News and some of our media. We're learning the USAID was a hub for making up fake stuff about Trump. The Alpha Bank hoax came out of that, for which Washington Post and New York Times won Pulitzers. Trump is currently suing the Pulitzer Committee for libel. He wants the Pulitzer revoked because that was a lie. Well, where did it come from, this idea that Trump was secretly talking to his Russian handlers through Alpha Bank? Like, how stupid does that sound now, right? Mm-hmm. USAID made it up. They actually paid a group to make it up. What about his impeachment? Remember the CIA whistleblower cited a document by an investigative reporting group four times. In fact, it was the main source in the impeachment. Who funded that group? USAID. Was it true? No. What about the lawfare against Trump, the civil lawfare? Remember the fraud civil suit, the Jeanne Carroll suit? Who paid for all that? That's expensive litigation. You did. USAID did that. So when you go back to the Russia hoax, and if you want to read about how USAID funded the Russia hoax along with Hillary Clinton, Michael Schellenberger on Public, he's an investigative journalist, he's a left winger, ironically, has a series of articles up right now that are mind blowing. And so you're looking at literally these Democrat prosecutors saying, "I can't and I won't prosecute somebody from my own party because then I'm not going to be able to be employed." Well, did they commit a crime? Doesn't matter. This is our ethic. This is our culture. We don't prosecute each other. We turn a blind eye. So these people have to go, Lee. They got to go. They gotta go. But we can't leave them here. We're not going to make it as a country.
Well, that's what we've been saying here for quite some time, is that when Trump takes over, he has got to purge this federal bureaucracy.
Yes.
And not just the top agency officials.
No. And if he only gets the top ones, he's not going to make it. And by that, I mean not going to make it. This is, don't forget, this is a desperate, yes, hand-to-hand fight to establish that whoever wins the presidency, Democrat or Republican, can take over the government, can actually control it and make it answer to the voters.
Well, it's just like Elon Musk was saying with Sean Hannity last night, and we had this audio at the top of the hour in the newscast. If the bureaucracy does not follow the elected officials' instructions and direction, then we do not have a democracy. We have a bureaucracy. Now, of course, we're not a democracy. We're a representative republic. But anyway, the point being, Trump is a duly elected official. So these election denier Democrats and bureaucrats are denying the will of the people.
That's, to me, that's a dictatorship.
Yes.
I mean, it's not even a bureaucracy. It's just a dictatorship. And that they believe they can do that. And you know what? I would argue they probably could without Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. And he explained this last night, what tech support is. It was the coolest thing because it showed you where we are at, you know, as a country, in terms of what I've been calling hand-to-hand combat to get control of the federal government and make an answer to the president again and the taxpayers and the voters and execute their will. I'll explain what I mean. Coming up next, we'll be right back.